From the heart of Nebraska's capital city, this is the Nebraska Family Alliance Report. Here's your host, Nate Groz.
Parental rights, school choice, and protecting girls' sports are all up for committee hearings in what is shaping up to be another big week at our Nebraska legislature. I'm Nate Groz, Executive Director for Nebraska Family Alliance. And one of the things we talk about is how being engaged starts with being informed. And we're thrilled to be joined today by a special guest to talk about one of the issues I mentioned specifically that is drawing a lot of attention: school choice and the need to provide hope to parents and families by helping more children receive the education that best meets their needs. Nebraska State Senator Tony Sorrentino introduced LB 509, the Opportunity Scholarships Act, which will have a hearing before the Revenue Committee on Thursday, February 6th, and he joins us now. Senator Sorrentino, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity, Nate. I appreciate it.
Well, Senator, last week we were at the Capitol standing with senators and hundreds of school children for a special press conference and rally in support of school choice and some of the bills that have been brought this year. Why was this an issue that was important for you, especially as a first-year senator that you wanted to help take on?
Well, thank you for the question. It's important to me for a number of reasons, and I'll start way back. I am originally from Omaha, Nebraska, and while it was a long time ago that I went to grade school and high school, I was fortunate enough to go to a private grade school, St. Pius X in Omaha, that was affordable for my family. I had three sisters. And in about 1968, that shows my age, I'm 70, it was time to make a choice for high school. And I grew up about four or five blocks from Creighton Prep High School, always wanted to go there. But at the time, I had two older sisters. Both were going to Marion High School. And Creighton Prep, within a few dollars, was around $600 a year, which, of course, would be a bargain now. But this is 1968. And as much as I wanted to go there, my family, when we were certainly not wealthy. My father had a sixth grade education. My mother went to high school. It was not in the cards. I was fortunate enough to get to go to a different private school. At the time, it was called Archbishop Rummel, now Roncalli, but it was less than half of the price. And when I think back to those days, and I was fortunate things worked out, but I've met so many young people who, for whatever reason, are not going to be able to go to the school of their choice. And the choice might be not because there's something wrong with the public schools, but simply because they have another reason. It could be a disability, a learning disability. It could be a faith-based school. They're not able to afford it because their families can't help out. So it's a little bit of a personal issue to me. I know where they've been, and I want to help them. And as we all know, a very good bill passed back in 2023 that was designed to do that. And in the short period of time, about 9 months that it was in existence, it did just that. And we helped literally hundreds and hundreds of kids in a short period of time before legislation kind of took over and ended up on the initiative ballot in November and was defeated. So my focus is not anything against public schools. Steel sharpens steel. Public schools will be better when we have private schools to compete with them. It's the same rule that we used in business for years. And I want these children to have choice. I want to be able to help them if they're not able to afford it.
Well, I think that's exactly right. You know, this is about choice. This is about helping kids thrive and lifting everybody up. And you talked about the law that was passed and then repealed in the 2024 election. That was our state's first school choice law. And Nebraska is now actually one of only two states in the entire country without any real school choice options. And we soon might be the last. And the unfortunate thing that we saw with that initiative to repeal our program that was providing scholarships for low-income and at-risk children was that the teachers' union spent millions and millions of dollars on advertisements with mostly what was just frankly outright misinformation. What do you think people need to understand about that vote and repeal effort last year and how the bill you introduced this year, LB 509, actually works?
Well, a couple of things. We'll start with what I'd call the misinformation. The standard issue that has been brought up by the opposition is opportunity scholarships would take money away from public schools. That's not true. I've read the bill many times, and this is basically a reiteration of Bill 753 back in 2023. Specifically, when someone can contribute to these Opportunity Scholarship Fund and a child and their family apply and they receive that money, the person who made that contribution to the Opportunity Scholarship Fund would receive an equal dollar-for-dollar credit on the Nebraska state tax return. That credit is in no way, shape, or form offset against the budget of the education department. The state of Nebraska serves 16, I believe, different agencies. Not every dollar in the state of Nebraska goes to education. There is no direct offset. There is no diminution of the educational budget for the state public school system. Now, that they've made that claim, but they've never substantiated or backed that up simply because it's not true. So I think a lot of people, as well as should, are concerned about their property taxes, 50-some percent of which go towards education. And that didn't really help very much in the initiative. I thought the wording was clumsy. I thought it was misleading. But more than anything, you mentioned Nebraska Education Association launching a campaign that I believe they spent $7 million on with this misinformation. And I would remind people that what else was going on that ballot on November 5th, 2024. We had a very contentious presidential election. We had some difficult in-state House of Representatives. We had 15 new senators coming in. And sometimes the facts get lost in the shuffle. But, you know, most importantly, many of the people who would have financially supported the initiative as proponents of school choice, were giving their money for a different cause, a very worthy cause. We had a LB 434 versus LB 439 pro-life, pro-choice initiative. Fortunately, in my opinion, the pro-life movement won. They were vastly outspent by those who were pro-choice. So when the Nebraska State Education Association says that, don't worry, we've got this coming up again, we've got all the resources, I would remind them that resources alone do not win. The pro-choice people far outspent the pro-life people, and we know the result of that. So our goal is to get the right information out there, to educate those who may or may not have understood the ballot measure. And I think we also have a new state legislature. We have 15 new members. So you can kind of throw away the votes from last time, and we're going to get another shot at it.
Yeah, and you had talked about last week, you know, we're going to keep fighting until our state gets this right, because parents, families, kids, they deserve freedom and choice in education. This isn't about politics. This is about doing what's best for kids and families, because one size doesn't fit all. And your bill, as you said, LB 509, the simple truth of the matter is it's a tax credit for private donations to help fund more scholarships for children from low-income families or who are at risk to receive an education that's best for them. And when people understand that, and that, in fact, this does not take a dime, not a penny, away from public schools, people support it. And I think that's only going to continue to grow. So what are some of the stories that you're hearing from parents and kids who are helping to advocate for school choice, maybe some who were receiving these scholarships and the impact that it had on them?
Well, the most difficult situation is some of these families who were granted scholarships, and now they're, say it's a high school and they're a year or maybe into their second year of high school, and now they don't have this funding and they can't afford it and they're left hanging. That's a very difficult situation. There are families that have come to me and said, but for this, they never could have gotten to the school of their choice, and the school of their choice was what they wanted to do because perhaps they were experiencing, you know, a difficulty in the classroom that couldn't be addressed in the public schools. And that's not a criticism of the public schools. I'm sure there are situations that private schools wouldn't be able to handle. And we hear, you know, think people trying to be optioning it into certain public schools and can't get in and they need somewhere to go. And perhaps it's just not affordable. You mentioned it, and I said this in the rotunda last week, that kids aren't one size fits all, and our education can't be one size fits all. Imagine the situation for the public school system if all the private schools decided to close down next year. It would be mayhem. We need private schools. And all we're trying to do is say there are kids who need private school. And in some cases, they need financial help. Every other child in the state of Nebraska gets help from every single taxpayer, you and I and everybody who pays property tax. These children who need to go to private school are not less important than those who attend public school.
Yeah, that's exactly right. At the end of the day, I mean, this is a justice issue, ultimately. It's about whether or not children can get the best education for them that aligns with their family's values and is determined on, you know, what is going to best meet their individual needs rather than their zip code. So, Senator, my last question here for you before we have to let you go, your bill, the Opportunity Scholarship Act, LB 509, will have a committee hearing on Thursday. How can people help support your bill and school choice efforts here in Nebraska?
Well, certainly if they're able to attend, that's great, but not everybody can run down to Lincoln on a Thursday afternoon. I would invite you to the extent you can to either watch the stream of it, or if you're, I believe it's Channel 16 on Cox Cable, if you're watch the hearing, because particularly the proponents are just going to give you a lot of facts that maybe you're not aware of, how in a short period of time many students were helped. And then the last part of 2024 in the LB 1402, how many even more students were helped. This is an issue where I just don't think probably we did a good job of publicizing the advantages of this and how many children have and will be helped. There are a number of bills being proposed. I think there's five all in all. There's obviously, with five different groups pushing for these bills, there's a need and there's a desire. We just need to overcome the negative press.
Yeah, there is a real demand and need for this, and we're going to keep doing everything we can to help give families and kids who need it most hope for a better future and the education that they deserve. So
I agree. I will bring it back every year until we get this done.
Yeah, well, Senator, your resolve is inspiring and encouraging to us. We fully believe that it's time we start putting students over systems and ensure that parents in Nebraska have more control over their own child's education and their own future than the government. So, Senator Sorrentino, again, thank you for being with us. Thank you for serving our state. And thank you for your work to help support children and families in Nebraska.
And thank you to the Nebraska Alliance for your efforts and support. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Senator. NFA will continue to show up for faith and family values at our state capitol and will continue to keep you informed as bills progress throughout this year's session. We'll be providing testimony this week on some really important bills like LB 509 and also efforts to protect children from the harms of social media, LB 383, and also the Stand With Women Act, LB 89, to protect girls' sports and spaces. We are making a real impact, and in Nebraska, the people are the second house. Your voice matters. And you can help make your voice heard by contacting senators or submitting online comments through the Nebraska Legislature's website or visit our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. We have all the tools, information, and resources you need. To help do that, you can sign up to receive emails and text messages so that you can be informed when important votes and updates are taking place. And be equipped to take action, because our children and our children's children are counting on our faithfulness today. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Report.